Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. Open happiness? Well, folks, the other day I read an amazing fact. 7% of our calories come from soda and other sugary beverages. Useless calories. And you've probably heard drinking more of these over the last 40, 50 years, we've gotten fatter and fatter. And drinking sugar is linked to developing type 2 diabetes. So if addicted is continuing to do something that ain't good for us, we Americans are addicted. Now, another study just found a single soda a day linked to a 20% increase in heart disease. Yeah, you heard that right. A single soda a day linked to a 20% increase in heart disease. I'm hoping your skeptical brain is working, saying, how could that be? That must be too bad to be true. Especially skeptical if our brain is addicted and thinking, I can't live without it. Well, the researchers asked the same questions skeptically. Heart disease is related to inflammation in the body that damages blood vessels and causes plaque buildup. So they took blood samples from all the subjects and found that drinking sugar was related to more inflammatory factors in the blood, to more bad fats and less good fat in the blood. And just for fun, it screws up the hunger hormone leptin, which might explain why sugar drink lovers gain weight. But our sugar-loving skeptical brains say, hopefully, maybe this was a little quick and dirty, poorly designed study and we can't have confidence in the results. Nah. Over 40,000 men followed over 22 years with all the usual risk factors for heart disease ruled out. And the fact that a prior, similar, very large, well-controlled study with women showed the same results all suggests we can have lots of confidence, be we boys or girls. What about diet soda? Well, the study found diet soda was not connected to an increase in heart disease. But other research has shown diet soda actually linked to obesity. The thinking is that the artificial sugars in the diet soda train the brain to crave sugar. And the acid in all sodas leach the calcium out of our bones big time. More on this diet soda thing later. But how are we going to stop this addiction? Well, here's what I'm doing. I remind myself that it takes only a couple of uncomfortable months to retrain the brain, and remind myself that people who stop drinking sugar lose weight, including kids. And then, whenever I have the urge to drink soda, I recall that new Coke slogan, open happiness, and I substitute, open fatness, open diabetes, open heart attacks. And it's working. And I do feel happier and healthier. I'm Dr. Rich. Water on the brain, tea on the brain, coffee on the brain, milk on the brain. Thanks for tuning in.